Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
Don't ever go to an on-post barber. I am the only one here that is older than O Canada being the official national anthem of Canada.
Awesome golden place. Sunsets and golden showers. Gotta love it.
This brought me Christmas spirit, so hopefully it does to everybody else as well. We think we might be live, we might not, but either way, this is Triple T episode 167. It's the stream before Christmas, and if it's, you know, not Christmas for you, maybe you're celebrating a different holiday. There's a bunch of them out there, it turns out. So, and there is Toby, the Christmas surprise. He made it. We're not exactly sure if I pressed live yet, if I messed it up.
We're live.
No, we're good. We did it. Hell yeah. I knew I could do it. Toby, I think there might be a feedback, unless it was just me, but I didn't notice.
Let me leave it. I'll come right back in.
Cancellation.
Oh, I can't because you started recording.
Oh, not fair enough.
And I don't know where the feedback would be coming from because I literally...
I don't hear it anymore.
I don't hear it anymore. It was just once. We're good.
Okay. I was going to say I have no speakers or anything on, so...
Yeah, I think I might have just been joining in. But either way, thanks, Toby, for joining. We were having a conversation about how you were having so much fun doing adult stuff, and me and Richie were talking about all the great adult stuff that we were enjoying. And for whatever reason, if there's a kid watching this, you probably shouldn't. We do adult words. We say things like fuck and shit and ass and stuff like that. You shouldn't listen to us, and we show videos that you probably shouldn't listen to. Last week we showed a lot of fart videos, a lot of poop videos, and for whatever reason, people are still sending them in, and they're good. And I have a favorite account, and I have to thank Toby. It's a weird one to maybe be my new favorite account.
I was going to say, it's not farts, but I knew you'd like it.
I don't know what it is. It seems like a weird thing for a grown adult to love, but I have to appreciate it. And I'm super jealous that I couldn't think of this. But at the same point, I don't really see different spots where this, assuming we're talking about the same thing, where I don't have very many
scenic areas myself. So,
yes. It would be interesting, and I don't have a stream it's like a power washer. But either way, the voice you're hearing right now, that's me. That's Matt. It's Beard Laws. Joining me as always is Tatum Productions, also known as Richie and Toby. They call me Toby too. Toby and Angel. They're all over the socials. Appreciate you guys, and we're almost to the lovely holiday, Christmas. And I've talked to a lot of adults, and it seems like they don't overly care, or they're just cranky. Maybe it's the year, maybe it's because the government didn't give them a whole bunch of free money. But either way, I'm looking forward to a day off. Monday Christmases kind of suck.
Look at my special gift I get for tonight.
Ooh.
I get one.
Ooh. Hey, Hopefully it's delicious. I have a bottle of water. I'm thinking about, I got the whiskey tower behind me that depending on how this goes, there might be a little bit of some whiskey in there. In January, we have a new friend of the show. Without giving it away, because I really want the surprise, I'm going to show you a bottle. And this, and I know, Toby, this isn't something that you mess with anymore. It is not a beer, but this is going to be the friend of the show for January. And
I was going to say, you can just send me the one that was going to him.
No. That's not necessary.
I'll take it.
So we're working on getting it to your states, because as of right now, this is a pretty new company that can only go to certain states legally. So we're trying to work on how to get it to yours, because yours is not one of them yet, but they're hopeful.
I know some guys.
That's some paperwork. Mine
are Richie's.
Probably both.
Right now, both. Let me double check. They were working on some new stuff here. So let me just double check where maybe
the
it's
reason
updated.
I ask is because if it's either mine or Richie's, not and
hey,
Richie's supposed to be
too.
Coming. Yeah, Richie's supposed to be coming here to get a snake eventually. So if it's his that you can't send it to, then you send them both to me, and I give them to Richie when he gets here, which might coerce him to get here faster.
According
money is what it's keeping me from getting there.
Okay, according to the website, maybe they have got it and just I just pressed North Carolina and it says say shipping is available now.
Yeah.
So
baby.
Let me check. There was only five states. Georgia is available now. You're not Georgia anymore. Let me check the real one.
He's Tennessee. It's all right, Richie. I'm gonna let TikTok pay your way down here. You just need to let me know how much you need.
No, I got holiday shit going on and all that.
Oh,
not that I can't get
who
there.
The hell doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to this, it is both it is available. So we will we'll make this.
I was gonna say it'd be weird for it not to be available in North Carolina and Tennessee, as we're both moonshine states.
True. Yep. And I'm not gonna sit here and pretend like I know the legality and the rules that have to happen for alcohol to be shipped to other states, but I know as of last week or 2 weeks, I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was only five that they could legally ship to, but I'm on the website now and it there's a lot more than five, so hell yeah. It even says Puerto Rico.
By the way, I've been meaning to ask both of you, I know I'm not on your level, but am I back in the good graces of the beard-dom?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I've been noticing it coming back. I've seen some comments of some
people. A beard's
people
a beard.
Like,
the link doesn't
it's still,
matter.
It's still. I still always get this. I've tried. Like I've literally tried everything. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day,
I've got alopecia just in the same exact spot on my fucking cheeks.
You wouldn't believe it, but I honestly, on one of my sides, I have a spot right in here that doesn't grow hair, but it's just long everywhere else, so it just hides it. But there's definitely a
well, at least you don't look two-faced. I mean, that side's all white, and that side's just starting to get white.
Richie.
Oh, yeah, you have it on the head. Like, literally right there.
I don't have the gray, but I
guess like that, how it goes just like an arrow. I mean, look at that shit. Like,
that's cool looking, though.
It is cool. Not this, though.
Mine's just spotty. We just see your back. We just saw all your hair on your back. Is that,
I have a lot.
It's long too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's everywhere except for right here on my head. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You got that monkey butt thing going on?
That's
me too.
What are you talking about? That's what this ponytail's hiding. I mean, up under, like right where my headset is. That's solar patch. Solar patch for sure.
It's my father in law.
They say it's from wearing
too many
hats.
I'm not
going
to say that to his face ever because that guy's a badass.
Genetics, when these meet, it all goes.
Yeah, I was bald for a while. Toby was bald for a little bit. And Zach, that used to be formerly known as producer Zach, he is actually bald right now because we talked about it a little bit. He called in, which was pretty cool. If anybody wants to call into the Sunday show, well, the Thursday show that's recorded on a Sunday, which is confusing, between 10:15 and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had three callers, and we potentially have a new segment. Because we have a new friend from South Africa who who kind of looks like Steve Irwin, who has some crazy ass stories, and it was unreal. And we have follow up questions. Zach called in, and apparently there was a bit of lice that was going around his wrestling team. So he shaves his head and then finds out that the kid lied about having lice because he didn't want to go to school. And it was already too late at that point. Shaved his head bald.
I would have done it. If my kid's like, I got lice, I'd be like, well, we're shaving it. Oh, I was just joking. I'm just joking. You didn't go to school today, right? That's not a fucking joke to me.
Yep. He was doing it, so his entire family full of females didn't get the lice. But, I mean, I do want to let him know that there are treatments that you just put in your hair and comb it through, and it goes away. But, hey, what do I know?
Yeah, the kid that faked it should definitely have to shave his head.
Agree.
I think kids don't realize that parents get in trouble, too, when you don't go to school. There's a thing called a truancy.
Half these kids can't spell that now.
No. What's truancy?
Not that I'm a spelling bee champ by any means.
The school takes us to court.
Wow.
And you get in trouble. Yep.
Yeah. Then you got to have an assigned truant officer.
Yeah. I know a person who had that happen a couple times. They were always going to truancy court. And I'm like, make sure your kids go to school, stupid.
That is... Yeah, I'm assuming they have to be under a certain age, because at that point, the only way for them to get to school is by parents.
You could get that in high school when I was in high school.
Oh, shit.
Because back then, it wasn't like it is now, where everything is your parents drive you into work and pick you up from work. It was you walk or the bus brings you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you... I kind of understand the whole driving your kids to school type thing here where I'm at, because it's all rural. So, I mean, it's hard to get buses out to every single house.
True.
But what I always find funny is it's always the parents from the subdivisions that are driving their kids. I'm like, you have buses coming by. Like, I grew up in a giant suburb, right? So there's always going to be buses. But like out here where I live, it'd make more sense. Do you know my kids weren't allowed to were not allowed to ride their bikes or walk to school because they have to cross a highway, one lane that way, one lane this way in order to get there.
Interesting.
And it's directly across the street from our street.
Hell, my school didn't give a shit when I was a kid.
I lived in Nashville, I went across the highway. Yeah.
I went across a 6-lane highway every day to school.
That's why you were so good at Frogger.
That was when I was in grade school. Like, you understood, I rode a bike myself.
Yep.
To grade school. So like 3rd, 4th grade.
There's across a percentage. A
major highway.
I got in a fight after school in 5th grade and walked home from the elementary school that day. And dude, my dad lit me up when I got home because he's like, what are you doing walking home and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
well, it's going to get worse. Right.
Yeah.
Got in a fight.
He's like, did you win? I was like, well, yeah. He goes, okay, well.
I was able to walk home, wasn't I, Dad? Does it look like I got in a fight?
My parents.
You don't see any marks on my face, do you?
My parents would give me that whole speech about having to walk to school uphill both ways. And I'm like, what do you think I do every morning? We live 6 miles from the school. And I walk there. And we live in a very hilly area where I literally walk down a steep-ass hill and then go back up it every day. They're like, yeah, we did it in the snow. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, we did it with no shoes on our feet backwards.
Well, that's because you were dumb.
Yeah. We were wearing potato sacks for winter jackets. Okay.
We actually hopped.
No, my parents couldn't lie like that because I seen all their pictures were everywhere at my grandparents' house. It's like, yeah, that's bullshit. I can see you right there dressed to the nines. What are you talking about?
Actually, speaking of what's the weather like where you guys are right now? Because ours is like dropping down to like 24.
Yeah, we're tonight. In the 20s.
Also 20s, which, hey, that's normal for us. I was telling Richie before we pressed record, we were all set for a green Christmas. It's been 50s, pouring. We had so many inches of rain that it actually, I think it's like, what is it? 1 inch of rain is roughly 10 inches of snow. We would have had 40 inches of snow if it was...
We had, what was it, 9 inches of rain?
Wow.
Over the last 2 days?
That's, yeah. There's areas here.
We were under flood warning for like 48 straight hours. I had literally this much water across my whole yard. Like, you look out and it just shimmered like a pool. I was like,
damn.
We had to bring the turkey in.
Wow, that is a ton of rain, and we had some roads, but there were some areas within, you know, an hour of driving or so that had so much rain and stuff coming down from the mountains that actually washed roads and stuff away. So pretty wild. And then we woke up to an inch or so of ice and a bunch of snow and some shitty roads out of nowhere. Wasn't on the radar, nothing predicted. So as of right now, we might not have a green Christmas, and people are so much happier. Yay.
Well, my parents
just looked at the forecast. We're having a wet Christmas.
Yeah, my parents are talking about that they're probably going to have a green Christmas up in Minnesota this year, because they're like averaging 50s right now, which is crazy.
Yeah, we were 50-something yesterday and then 22 today. So is what it is. Man, we've talked about going bald, the weather. We are officially your grandfather's favorite podcast. So make sure you send it to them. Show them how to turn the TV on. And, you know, just set the timer for every Tuesday at 10. Speaking of old people, I don't know how many old people are on the Deluxe Edition Network, but I better say it because I'm terribly forgetting it. So shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network, Podcast of the Month, Deluxe Edition Pod, and the Stephen Crypto Show. Check them out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. I didn't forget. Did it.
I have got to get this one hair. It's driving me crazy, man. I allow hairs to like kind of go, especially the grays. I'm like, you can stay as long as you behave. But when they start doing this crap, you see this one? Well, you probably can. It's probably all.
Mm.
I thought you were actually talking about a rabbit. Oh. So excuse me when you refer to hair as a potential animal.
No, I had one. I had one little hair right here that was just going.
I was just happy to see you.
Yeah. I hate that. I'm just glad that my wife didn't see it. I don't know what it is. She'll see one dude, they grow overnight. I swear, like the ones on your ears, though, you'll have nothing there the next day. It's like that long. And she'll come up, she'll go, oh, fuck. And, and she'll go, did that hurt? I'm like, no.
No, it's good.
I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. I kind of like it.
Huh. Hey, no kink shaming here. That is fine.
I don't say it turns me on or anything. It's just
my worst ones come from my eyebrows. My eyebrow hair, they'll do like bug legs.
Do you not see my fucking, like, I could wax them and have them point up and then still come down at the same time.
What's his name? Ming the Merciless from
Flash
Gordon. Just fucking feet.
Yeah, it's always good when you sit down in the barber chair and he's like, okay, does the hair, tightens up the beard, does the eyebrows, like, does the ear hair, does this. And it's like, yeah, that's the treatment.
I've never been to a barber shop that does any of that.
No shit.
No.
Nope. My favorite barber I've ever gone to was an old family friend. And he finally retired like 2 years after I joined the military, because I'd go home on like pass or leave, and I'd intentionally go let my hair grow out just a little bit to where I'd almost be in trouble, so I could go to him so he could cut it, because the conversation was always awesome, because we all knew like the same people, you know. Grew up with his son who passed away, rest in peace, Ryan. But I mean, he knew my uncle, he knew my dad, like. We all had kids that played on the same sports teams. we used to practice in the big field right next to his barber shop. So always the best. Mm-hmm. And when he retired, I just started kind of going to any place because military haircut. I mean, if you fuck up a military haircut, you need to not be a barber shop anymore. A high and tight or a faded, you know, close cut, you know, a crew cut. Those are the simplest ones to do. You fuck those up, turn in your barber's license, which essentially, oddly enough, was every barber on post. So don't ever go to an on post barber.
Deal.
But I've always wanted to go to a place that is like, hey, you know, you want me to line up the beard? You want me to trim the, you know, shape the eyebrows or whatever? Always wanted to go. Also, never gotten a mani or a pedi.
I haven't done that. Not because I don't want to, or I think it's like, oh, I'm too manly. I've heard it's expensive, and the people around here that do the hands and the feet are some kind of Asian or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know what descent they are, Korean, Chinese, whatever. And you know they're talking shit. And I don't think my brain could handle them being like, talking shit about me. And I'm sure I can maybe open my phone and have Google Translate out. That might help. But if I don't know what they're speaking,
I have just got, rapid fire. You can usually go with either Korean or Vietnamese, one of the two. Not trying to be racist. It's just,
no.
I don't make the stereotypes. I just observe them, people. Okay.
Yeah.
But
you should start.
I'm surprised my wife hasn't asked me to go get like a pedicure or something with her. Because she knows how ticklish my feet are.
Mm.
And that's TikTok. I mean, we're TikTokers. So, I mean, she's not so much anymore, but that's TikTok gold. She can post that on her page. That's a 2 million viewed video.
Mm-hmm. Wear a GoPro while you're doing it. There you go. I think. All right. Well, she's watching. So there's the invites coming soon.
Is she watching?
She's in the chat.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
It's not for me. It's okay. For men with soft hands. So,
yeah.
I'm teasing. I don't give a shit. It's just not something I'm interested in. I don't like people touching my feet. Feet are. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. I can't stand feet. But at the same time, I have super sensitive undersole.
Right.
Yeah.
Just tickle fest.
Yeah. I mean, I
just
can
the lightest can, touch.
Yeah, too. Like, but I mean, like, I can do, you know, I can touch him and scratch him and whatnot and not have a problem. The second, I mean, I will Kenpo kick the shit out of it. The second that foot gets touched, I'll dislocate a hip kicking at you. I don't give a shit.
That's another TikTok video for your content.
Well,
what? Dislocating a hip.
Quick. No, the kick.
Oh, well, I could do the kick. I could do have Angel do the kick. So we did one once. It's actually one of our most, it's actually one of our really popular videos that's kind of going off right now, where at the end, we started to compile some of our greatest hits together because we realized we've got so many new followers since a lot of these have posted. We'll just compile them together so people get a chance to see, you know, all of them without having to post each individual one.
Smart.
And one of them that we did, we got from Family Guy, which is the, you know, I'll tickle and she's like, stop. And I'm like, tickle. And she's like, no. And then she kind of get, and then bam, she hits Peter with the pan. I was like, she hit him with the pan. If we don't do this, it's an injustice, not only to ourselves, but to Family Guy. Like, this needs a real world recreation. Yeah. So we did it. And the number of people that recognize it from Family Guy is so much further, so many more people than I would have ever ventured to guess would have recognized it. Oh my God, that's Family Guy. I was like, yeah, I'm glad you guys recognize it.
I'm not
and
even.
Nobody's like, oh, you just ripped that off from Family. Like, people are genuinely excited to see that somebody was like, what would it look like if two actual people did that?
And that was a skit that was a while ago on Family Guy, right? Because I remember seeing it, and I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time.
I saw it as like a rerun back in 2020, 2021, and I think that's when we did it.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just trying to Google. Let's see if it shows up here. It was season 5, episode 2.
I have no idea what season they're on now. What, like 12?
Not sure. Season 5, Family Guy. Was 2006 to 2007.
Holy shit.
That was, I told you it was a while ago.
Good
they're
God.
On season, according to the Google, season 22.
They have 419 episodes currently.
Yeah.
They started in 1999.
I didn't see that, but yeah, their season 22, episode 8 was the latest, Baking Sad.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a question for you guys real quick. Richie,
yeah?
what year mm-hmm. were you born?
84.
Matt?
85.
I am the only one here that is older than O Canada being the official national anthem of Canada.
Really? 81?
1980. I found that out today. 1980 is when they adopted O Canada as their national anthem. So fuck you, Canadians. I'm older than your adopted national anthem. Not the anthem itself. It was created in 1899, so I can't say anything about that.
I wonder what was the song before then. Interesting.
Probably didn't have one. Whatever the UK had.
Oh, Canada replaced "God Save the Queen" as Canada's official anthem. It's still Canada's royal anthem, just not. I guess I don't.
Oh, you want to see something fucking stupid? Before we show a video, real quick, you want to see something stupid? And honey, this doesn't count towards time. Look up the Minnesota State new flag. It is dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. I am so irate.
So I'm not going to look. It's over on this screen. I'm going to look live reaction with you guys. I'm going to share it on the screen. I just typed it in. Then I pressed image and I looked here. So let's.
It's fucking horrible.
Go. Do the thing. Share the screen.
It's okay. It'll eventually.
Maybe.
What's funny is it showed it on the stream, but not in
that to you guys.
Riverstone. Yeah, I can see it on the stream. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Okay. This? So no, it's none of those actually. So the one that you've got your thing on right now is the closest to it, but it's a dark blue with a star that's all the stars the same exact size. And then it's a lighter blue. Oh, there it is. Scroll down.
This?
Yep. That's it.
Oh, that's pretty ugly.
Bro, a fifth grader with PowerPoint could have made that. Like, are you kidding me?
A fifth grader in the 90s with PowerPoint could have made this.
Yeah.
A fifth grader
what are you talking
these
about?
Days?
They made that with construction paper in art class.
And I have not seen I have not spoken with a single Minnesotan that is happy with this decision.
So shout out Minnesota artist Andrew Precker, whose design formed the basis of the new flag, said it felt surreal to have his design chosen. Yep. Did it? Because it was so bad that you were excited?
Do you know the whole reason why they decided to change the state flag and the state symbol?
I can only imagine. One. Yeah, because of this?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's the whole reason.
It was 1858, people, or 1819, whatever it was.
Not to mention the fact Minnesota still has a very large indigenous Native American population in it.
What does L'Étoile du Nord, or however you say it, mean? Any idea?
It's something of the North. I'm trying to remember.
L'Étoile of the North, what?
No.
I don't think it's that. L'Étoile du Nord is a French phrase meaning the star of the north.
Yeah, the North Star.
There we go. Yep. Okay.
And it is, for a lot of people that are unaware, Minnesota is the most northern state in the lower 48.
Man, I
get arguments on that all the time.
I don't like, I think the original one's just fine. I mean, I guess I get with this cancel culture crap and we don't have to get into it, but pretty nice looking flag. This new one sucks. But yeah, I guess if you don't want to offend anybody these days, that's what you have to do for a new flag. Couple colors and a star.
That's what cancel culture gets you. Is shitty, progressive, dull, cold looking design that could have been done by a fifth grader.
It's going to make a hell of a towel in Myrtle Beach.
Get rid of racism by deleting all the other races off of everything. That's pretty much all they're doing.
Yeah.
Fighting racism with just, you know, elimination.
All right. Now that I've re-enraged myself with that shit, let's go ahead and fucking get into the video.
Let's talk about my new favorite account. Thanks to Toby. A lot of ring cam videos this week were sent in by the crew, so thank you. Farts and ring cams. Apparently, this is sensitive content, but we're going to watch this anyways together, everybody. This is potentially my new favorite account. If you've seen it in the chat, watch it again.
What's it called? It's called scenic pissing.
I'm going to have to look at the account again. I mean, that is a beautiful scene. That's a scene that I can get behind.
Isn't that what it is? It's like scenic pissing or scenic, something like that?
Scenic.pisses.
Yeah.
Scenic pisses.
Dude, and if you go to his page, it's awesome.
We're going to go to some awesome
golden
place.
Sunsets and golden showers. That's right. I love it.
All right, here is scenic pisses. This is apparently my mustache made account. I'm going to follow here. I mean, look at this. These are some beautiful, beautiful views.
Heck yeah, with the snow.
Pretty well hydrated fella. Not a lot of yellow in that urine. Must not be the first one of the day.
I mean,
what a view. Man, what a great account.
I like how many sensitive ones that he's got. I love the sensitive content.
Right. Sharing
TikTok,
the feeling.
You bunch of pussies.
Sharing the feeling of ripping a piss in the great outdoors through a screen. Love the logo, too. Just a little mountain, scenic pisses, him with a piss river. Where do you think this account, is this the person?
I don't know.
This is an individual.
This is exactly what the guy pissing, I would think, looks like.
It's 9:30 p.m.
And I love it. It says dudes will see this and think, hell yeah. And then half the comments that you see right there, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We have flow. Yeah, dog. Oh, this person. Naturally. I think it's a bottle in his hand.
I mean, it very well could be. Either that or his dick is really high.
Or pretty big.
I have a tiny little pecker, and mine would still be lower than that.
So when did he start this account?
Maybe he's got good pressure.
He started 12-9?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you. Look at that. Not following anybody. So this is our new mission. We need to be a follower. Come on, scenic pisses. We're going to show you every week now that we don't have stairwell farts. I did check in on stairwell farts like I do every single week. Still nothing again.
I have a feeling August. He's been arrested.
I have a feeling it's still Euban. Still going with that theory. Euban hasn't been posting a lot on his stuff. I mean,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
He hasn't been feeling well lately.
What do you think he got arrested for? Felonious assault?
Ooh. I mean, it could be disturbing the peace. It could be also, yeah. It could be, yeah. I mean,
noise odorance, ordinance.
Could this is probably a dumb question. Could this dude that's pissing in places somehow get arrested for public urination?
I don't know. Is it public land?
I mean, he would have to be caught in person to be issued a ticket, right? Like, you just can't get a ticket for doing
something. Have to be able to meet, face your accuser.
Okay.
That's why those traffic camera lights are a joke. Never pay them, people. Stop paying them. They can't do anything to you for paying them. They're illegal. Don't pay them.
I don't think we have those here.
Some
yet.
Company in Texas is making a shit ton of money off of that.
I tried fighting one in court saying that I had the right to face my accuser, and I lost.
You're talking about the traffic cams that come to you in the mail.
Yep.
I don't pay them, and they go away.
I actually went to court.
No.
And my whole argument was that it needed to be dismissed because my accuser cannot be in court.
By law, that is true. Now, whether the judge does their job or not is another thing.
Due diligence.
I don't think half the judges actually know the laws anymore.
I can tell you I've learned a lot about the laws of potentially putting a limestone quarry into a location because they're trying to do that into the in-laws. There's they live on a peninsula, and allegedly somebody with a lot of money is trying to put a limestone quarry there. And there was a lot of outrage. So I helped write a nice little letter to
Good
a whole bunch of
money.
People. I know he's got a lot of
it's
it
hard
too.
To fight money.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully not, because it would really, it's a very kind of low key, low traffic, quiet, very, very nice place with plots of land that cost a lot of money because it is a peninsula on a very beautiful lake. So we'll see how that works out. But I've learned a lot about the laws in New York about that. Pretty much a lawyer at this point, minus the 12 years of school, or however long it takes.
And you're not on any bar.
Nope, but I've spent some time at one.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Probably way more fun.
I've stood on one and got kicked out for it.
Man.
But I was told to stand on it. I went to Coyote Ugly for my birthday one year.
Oh, yeah.
The girls
That's their thing.
Told me to get up on the bar to take a picture with them. I did, and the bouncer threw a fit. They explained to him that they told me to get up there, and he didn't care. He wanted me out for whatever reason. Jealous. So I left. No big deal.
I guarantee you that guy's
not like I was banned. I just had to leave that night.
Right. He's jealous. He's like, those girls like him and not me, and I'm just
tell him to lose about 200 pounds, and maybe they'll like him.
I'm not going to say that. He sounds big.
And they only liked me because I was paying them money.
Yep. And their picture is going to be on the internet. That's good for the biz.
I don't think I actually posted it.
Oh, well, you showed him.
It's not things I post.
Fair. Things that some people post, though, are farts. And this one made me giggle. This is a dad who was out of surgery, some post-op farting. Maybe a colonoscopy would be my guess, but I don't know. He's got a wristband on, so I'm not really exactly sure what this guy has. Oh, right here. Back surgery. Apparently reading is hard. So if people are putting captions in there and stuff, I'm not reading them. I'm just trying to get right into them.
That's not here for your captions, you bastards.
I like how we called him boss. Oh, it's the patient next to him. Oh, he's pushing hard.
Bro, that's got to be a colonoscopy fart. I don't believe the back surgery thing.
I love it. Look, when he was pushing so hard towards the end, you could see the camera trembling a little bit from it and him like, or laughing a little bit. And then right at the end, it looked like he had a big old chew in.
So recently I've recently been toying with the idea since I am almost 50 and the wife is 46. I know, not supposed to tell a woman's age. I don't care.
Allegedly.
That we, I feel her and I need to schedule colonoscopies at the same time.
Oh, we talked about this last week, didn't we?
We get out, we can be sitting there right next to each other, farting and just
pull my finger,
tears streaming down your eyes from giggling.
That's some good content too. Yeah, we did look it up last week because remember when we were growing up, it was always you needed to get it at 40. It's definitely between 50 and 60, depending on your health. Now we did talk about this last week.
Mm-hmm. 10 more years.
So, I mean, yeah, you're right in that ballpark, Toby, but I feel like, you know, health-wise with your stomach and stuff, because you can take a dump in about 3 seconds. So that's impressive. Things are working pretty well there, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a mortar shell for him.
Shit. We lost a round. Don't want to hear that.
I do have to play this one because this is not going to be able to be played after Christmas. So this, I don't
know. I'm already over it.
Yeah, but this brought me Christmas spirit. So hopefully it does to everybody else as well.
What would be better is if they would have slowly gotten brown marks or wet spots on their crack as it went, like worse and worse.
Like that?
Oh, well, Santa just did.
Santa, sure.
Yeah, that definitely would have been, yeah, that's a little bit.
It's very reminiscent
of
the old animation of the, like, hamster and the blender guy, the fly, the cool fly.
Man, a lot of fart videos. I even marked them all with brown so they could be easily seen. But I'm going to move from the farts. We might double our way back there, if that's even the right word. But this video that Toby sent me kind of had me thinking I would shit in my pants if I saw this. And I can't believe that it was seen if this is real. I mean, this is freaking wild. You remember this one now?
Oh, God, yeah.
This is nuts. I mean, there's no way that... And the reason I'm guessing this is real, as you can see the ladder over here. They're probably up there working in a crawl space or an attic or something, I'd have to guess. Mm-hmm. And...
Yeah,
possibly even like trying to hide Christmas presents because you see the little kid down there.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through a ceiling in a garage, playing doing Nerf battles. I don't want to talk about it.
And they hit the railing, right?
Yeah, one leg hits the railing and they just cartwheel.
Oh no! He tries to grab too right there, which maybe slowed down some of the momentum. It's hard to tell because there's just so much insulation or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, it's insulation.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a girl.
Is it? It looked like a guy with like one of those really cheap white tank tops, I thought.
Could
maybe.
Be. I don't know.
Either way. I don't know. Either way, that sucks.
It's hard to tell. They're just surrounded by insulation.
Oh, man. What's this for?
Aesthetics.
Aesthetic, like, yeah.
Like, would you put a trophy up there? What would you put up there?
Something big. I don't know.
I know it'd be tough to get up there. It looks like, I mean, that's a pretty high.
Well, we are on a fisheye lens, so everything's askew.
I would make a Lego Eye of Sauron and throw that up there.
That's good. I don't have anything. I would probably be like a big statue thing of a big bearded person. Yeah. Not Jesus, because we're not overly religious, but a different
do
one.
A big old bust of big old bust of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, thank you. Now that would be sweet. Flipping you off or doing like a beer smash?
Just doing a just chug.
Yeah. Okay, you win. Let's figure out who this is, and we'll send them one of the. No, we're not. I'm not going to spend my money through them. They got a nice house. They don't need our money.
Well, they had a nice house. Yeah. Now their house is valued as about the same as mine.
True. Mm-hmm. True. Although they probably just got some insurance money.
Yeah.
That's going to get fixed up. Man, all right. Where do we go from here? Australia. This is what Australia is like, apparently. I feel like there's a common thing: farts in Australia. I heard today though that what was the animal in Australia that they said was extinct? Was it the Tasmanian devil?
Tasmanian devil, or the Tasmanian tiger?
Yeah, one of them.
I was gonna say the Tasmanian devil is only in Tasmania.
Oh. Well, whatever was in Australia, apparently, that they thought were extinct. Apparently, there's been sightings of them lately.
Tasmanian tiger.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's sightings.
Well, I mean, it's been extinct for a while, though.
They're saying that they're still around. So, I'm curious.
Well, yeah, there's people that think that they've seen them or been able to genetically recreate them, like through breeding.
They're bringing back dinosaurs, so they can bring back anything now.
I mean, we've all seen this movie play out. It's not going to be good.
Did you see China's made a Pikachu?
A real one?
Yep.
Yeah, like a little mouse, yellow rodent thing.
Now, I don't know how real it is, but they're claiming they've done it. And it's basically what did they put together? It was like a possum. I don't know, a fox or something, and then they used an electric eel so that they were trying to splice the genes all together and to make this thing. And for what they show, it looks like a real life Pikachu. Now, is it real? I don't know, probably not, but they're claiming it is.
What?
I'm trying to look showing you videos quick. Using Unreal Engine 5 and shit.
Yeah, the story. The story they told is that. That they became so lovable and whatnot, they were going to see about making them a house pet, like where you could actually sell them and buy them. And so they put them in a house that had other dogs. And apparently it's very territorial. It went ape shit and killed the dogs.
I mean,
stuff. So they're like, yeah, we can't.
I could see that. Yeah, I couldn't find anything.
It's true. I'm not saying it's true.
I don't see anything about it real quick on the Googles. There's a lot of weird stuff if you Google it, so I'm kind of just accidentally.
I run into some weird stuff because I think it's because of the podcast. We will bring up BS conspiracy theories and stuff, and we do a lot of that fake historical facts just to make people argue in the comments.
Yep.
And so I think because of that and looking up stuff that I get all these weird suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Yeah.
I get stuck in rabbit holes.
Oh, no pun intended.
What?
Yeah, the Tasmanian tiger was the one also known as the thylacine or something like that. Apparently the last one was given to Hobart Zoo in 1931 and died in 1936. But in 2019 18 there was reports that a government biologist saw one 100 feet away in 2019. And they're saying because Australia is so big and so much wilderness that they're saying that they're still running around. So cool. Good for them. They're actually looking for apparently big funding and project that they're taking DNA and scat and proving that they're still around. So,
oh, so that's proven that's around, but we got scat and fur, a Bigfoot, and nobody believes it.
Don't forget about the Bigfoot prints.
Right? What do you think?
Yeah, the big footprints. Yeah.
Bigfoot must take big dumps, right?
Oh.
Think they wipe?
Got to be the size of a grizzly bear.
Mm. For sure.
Polar bears are like 9 foot. Can get up to 9 foot.
Yeah.
We, oddly enough, talked about bears last week, which is going to come out on Thursday as well. And if you guys are into some tea, speaking of Bigfoot, Sasquatch Tea Company.
Mm.
It's not a paid thing, but I've been drinking their tea. It's fantastic. It's honestly, I don't know if you guys are into drinking tea or not. That's the logo with the little Sasquatch dude with the big beard and glasses and a bandana. It is the best tea I've ever had. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. I check it out. Use code BEARDLAWS. If it doesn't work, pay full price.
Sasquatch, I can't read that language. Comments. I just see a comment come up and I'm like,
I admittedly have not. Sorry, chat. I don't know what that says. I think they like Sasquatch tea as well.
No, I like it. Okay.
I think they're like, hey, apparently Lilac cannot hear me. Interesting. It's probably the best episode that we've ever had then. Sorry, Lilac.
Yeah, I still don't understand what they're saying. I just like how they type something else.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're like, huge fan of Sasquatch tea.
Appreciate it.
Big fan. They're going to go right now and check it out. So, all right. Well, they're having a conversation that nobody knows. What do we got? Let's show the video. Let's show the video. And we can, Toby's seen this one. He sent this one over. I'm pretty sure. Actually, let me double check. Maybe he didn't. If he didn't, I want to wait because we all know how much Toby does love Australia. Let's see here. Australia. Yeah, he sent it to me. So he's seen it. All right. Let's roll the clip. There he is. He's ready for it. All right. This is what apparently a summer in Australia looks like. A lot of shit that's going to kill you over there.
Have you guys seen the TikTok video where the Australian sees the guy's like, well, just got to make sure it's safe to cross because it's like a roadway is filled with water. Like muddy water, and he throws a bottle in it, and you see an alligator snap up and grab it. And he's like, I've never heard of a pond. You know, we don't have pond alligators. I'm like, Australia is not allowed to talk about any other country's fucking animals ever. Ever.
Ever. Ever. I was listening to something, and they were like, accents. They're like, the British one, stupid. It's weak, it's soft. Australia's awesome. It's kind of like a British accent, but like if you're drunk, it's like a drunken British accent. And then this guy who doesn't do voice impersonations busted out as Australian based off a drunken British one. And it really opened my eyes. I mean,
yeah, it's almost identical.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So well played. Well played. Where do we go from here? I'm going to do this one from who.eva. Because usually when we play one of her videos, we get shut down, but I don't think we can get shut down anymore. Although I did randomly get another strike, even though I'm not monetized. Apparently, they can still strike the hell out of you. So thanks to that company.
Oh, you got a strike on,
not a copyright thing, an actual strike.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so we got about 80 something more days for that to go.
How am I getting away with so much? I don't know. I don't know. There's stuff that's on our pod that I'm like, this is gonna get us in trouble. Then
nope. And I don't get it. I mean, we've been pretty good lately. And
was it a copyright strike?
It was one saying, somebody reported that we didn't have permission to use their video.
Oh, Jesus.
Another one
of
those.
If it's on TikTok, yes, we do, because TikTok owns that video, not you. So shut up.
Yeah. And that's why I've been even leaving the TikTok watermarks in them. Like I'm showing them from TikTok. Like, hey, we're just showing you this video. Oh well, who cares? It's all good.
That's stupid, people. That's getting you exposure.
It is. Funny how that works.
Retarded.
Then you delete the video and there it goes. I mean, you really missed out on at least 2,000 views.
This morning. Jeremy!
Good morning, sunshine. How's your little punch up? Oh my gosh, that wasn't for you. That was for my girlfriend. She's on her period. He called her again.
I love Jeremy, but he's a perfect example of telling really old jokes as if they're brand new. And I don't know. It's Jeremy is a really good dude. Like in person, he's also from Minnesota. What I love about Jeremy is he brings people up to Minnesota, on like stress-free ice fishing trips and things like that. Like he'll fly you up there to have you hang out with him. He's fucking really good people, man.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. He had asked me if I wanted to come hang out with him in Mexico before. And I was like, oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. But he goes like twice.
I really get
he goes like twice a year.
Yeah. He has a timeshare or whatever, something like that, I guess, where he has it for a couple of months. He'll go down for a little bit, just him. He'll bring the family down. And one of these days, Jeremy, if you're watching, I'm actually going to take a vacation. Me and Richie were talking how we never take him, but I feel like I want to go to Mexico in the middle of winter because not going to be any snow down there. And it'd just be awesome.
I think he goes to Cabo. I think it's Cabo is where he usually ends up.
Nice. Someday. What do we want to do here? Let's show a couple ring videos, huh?
Thank you. We haven't done that in a minute.
Yeah. I think I've sent you a couple.
Yeah, this one definitely was from you. And this was based on, you know, ring, you sending. And maybe this will be some motivation to get Richie over to you a little bit quicker.
I'd be there quicker if y'all move these mountains. Oh, hello.
No, woo! It's just a rat snake, man.
I was going to say, yeah, you're good. He's non-venomous.
It's just a black racer. He's harmless.
So he gets on his phone.
He's in strike pose, but yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think he's texting? Who's the first text?
The wife.
He got backed up and got on there.
It's the wife. It's definitely the wife.
Yeah. Honey,
I'm the idiot who would have just been like, oh, hey, buddy, and then tried to catch it.
I'd be like, oh, okay.
Hey, friend.
We're going to need another tank.
I used to be a little scared of getting struck by black racers and rat snakes just because you don't want to get bit regardless. But finally, I was like, fuck this. And I had one that was super aggressive. He kept showing up in the chicken coops. I'm like, you know, he's as long as he just eats eggs, I'm fine with it. And then all of a sudden, the chicken was dead. I'm like, well, I know that's you, even though they don't usually kill chickens. But if they are attacked, they're going to defend themselves. So I have stupid chickens that just don't want to let go of their eggs. So I reached out and grabbed him, and he sure as hell just, kah! I was like, motherfucker. And just this perfect little pinholes of red,
yep,
where he pierced the skin. But I was like, yeah.
It's not that bad. It's more of just the shock.
Yeah,
of the,
and then
the
I
hit.
Chopped his head off and threw him in the fire.
Yeah. I used to catch copperheads as a kid. It's a scary thing.
Yep.
I nope. think about it.
Yeah,
but
not going to get me to do that shit.
Oh, I'm not scared of snakes. I'll catch them. But we had a snake when I was working in the office. We had a snake get in. It was just a ringneck snake. For those who don't know, ringneck snakes only grow about this long, so 10 to 12 inches or something like that. And everybody was freaking out, and I just went over there, picked it up, and it's sitting there reaching around, and it's, you know, biting me. And it's kind of like a Velcro because its teeth are so small, but it's enough still to, you know, pierce the skin and everything. And they're like, oh my gosh, do you need help? Da, da, da. You need to go to the hospital or anything? I'm like, why? And they're like, well, it's bitchy. And I was like, it's not venomous. And they're like, oh, it's not? And I was like, well, technically, it's not venomous. And they're like, well, why do you say that? And I said, they are toxic. They have a toxin in their thing. And they're like, well, are you going to be all right? And I'm like, it'll look like I got stung by a sweat bee. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it did. I just had a little whelp wherever it would bite me, just little tiny whelp, and it was there for maybe an hour and it goes down. But no, that thing's bit me. That one's the worst bite that I've ever had. And it's still not even that bad. That it's more about the pressure.
Yeah, I think the worst bite I've ever gotten from a snake was probably from, we had a reticulated python.
Ooh, chainsaw.
Yeah, yep. He got me, and he ripped up my hand pretty good. I was like, oof.
Nothing like a good, 14-foot chainsaw in your house, you know?
Yep.
I got bit on the finger by a hatchet this weekend, or the last weekend.
A hatchet?
Mm-hmm. I was cutting kindling.
For those of you that remember F1 Hillbilly, he's back. He shot himself by accident this past weekend.
Oh.
Where at? Like leg or something?
In his hand, and he got part in his chest. I don't know.
With what?
How?
Obviously a gun. Is there certain?
Yeah. I don't know how. I didn't watch. I couldn't. I don't like seeing gunshots. I'm sure you guys can understand for reasons.
Yeah.
I've seen enough.
Yeah.
He made a whole video talking about, hey, just you never be too safe. Yeah, because I wasn't.
I mean, if you're gonna do that, flip it to an educational one, because educational.
Two weeks ago,
Snapchat, he posted all the photos of his hand, his fingers, his chest. I was like,
ugh.
There was a call in the scanner a couple weeks ago here where a guy was cleaning his gun in the bathroom. I don't know. That's an odd place to choose to clean your gun. And he cleaned it. It was cleaning it, and it went off and shot through. And I think it shot his wife is what it was. She's fine. She lived. Everything's all right. It was more of a graze kind of thing. She's good. The guy was he had a permit. He had a carry permit. And he broke so many rules. One, treat every gun as if it's loaded. Two, make sure it's unloaded before you fucking clean it, dummy.
Yeah.
And why are you doing it in the bathroom?
Sounds fishy to me. Sounds like something Cleveland. Something's it's not Cleveland. Adding up there. Yeah.
Typical Ohio gun owner.
Tennessee. Cleveland.
Oh. Well, could have just been like methy. A little bit more methy in Cleveland, Ohio?
Probably, yeah.
So we did talk about on Thursday with Brandon and Eubin, we talked about that if we're ever rich, like one of us strikes it rich and we do the podcast, that we need to have a studio that is kind of centrally located. So when we record, whether it's once or however many days a week, we decide. And we decided, we were doing some math, we looked at the maps, and we figured Ohio, of all the places.
No. I don't care how rich I am. I ain't fucking recording there.
That's pretty, I mean, none of us wanted to, but centrally from where everybody is, that was the spot. But I think we need to go a little bit south or east or anywhere not in Ohio.
Fuck, I'd rather resurrect the Edmonds Fitzgerald and fucking film it on that.
Just skip down to Kentucky while you're at it. Might as well. A couple more hours.
Is there any of those states that are in there that are like one of the tax-free states, like Florida or Arizona or anything like that? Is there any states like that around?
Fuck it. Equidistance from pretty much all of us. We'll go to Alaska. That's Tennessee? That's tax-free.
Tennessee tax-free?
No.
No?
No. We don't have income tax, but we have high sales tax.
Hmm. Work in progress, but... once we get rich, it'll be a good problem to have. So we'll do that, because that's definitely going to happen. All right, let's show one more video, and then we'll get out of here. This one made me laugh. I love it.
Fucking, he just comes out and straight eats it.
Are you okay? You okay? She took a hit. I mean, from the porch down to that pot, and she was just like, boom, you good? He fucking fell you fell down a flight of stairs onto a pot into some rocks.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, I don't even think he hit the stairs. I think he just ended up dropping straight off to the left of the stairs. This is why need to be a thing for everybody's home, everybody.
Yeah. State Farm, get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Come on, Jake from State Farm, son of a bitch. Get Pat Mahomes and the boys up there. All right, we did it. That's a wrap. And look at this. We were able to press record, and it actually worked. We're starting to figure this out a little bit. So thanks to anybody that's watching this on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or next Friday. But either way, if you're watching this before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is that you want to. And hopefully everything's good for you guys. I'm sure I'll talk to you guys before next Tuesday anyways. But I appreciate you guys, and yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, next Tuesday we can talk all about Christmas. We got to try to find nothing but Christmas videos to show for Tuesday's show.
Hell yeah. All right. Challenge accepted. All the viewers, myself, everybody, we're only going to find Christmas-related videos for the next show. The Christmas edition, the day after. Actually, it'll be Boxing Day, right? Isn't that in Canada? Oh, Canada. Oh, yeah. I think it's Boxing Day. So Christmas / Boxing Day. Or, hey, some funny Hanukkah ones. There's got to be some funny stuff from there. I mean, Adam Sandler, he's made Hanukkah kind of popular.
I'll take
popular,
Hanukkah. There's just not the damn song. We don't need the
just
song.
Throw them all in there. Yule, Kwanzaa,
Hanukkah,
all of it.
Kwanzaa, yeah, Yule, yep, all of them.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. All right, fair enough. And we're going to find somebody that celebrates each one of those and have them be a special guest for them. We're not really. But if anybody wants to and they know about it, I don't know shit about any other ones. I barely know about Christmas. So, all right. Special edition.
If you know about Christmas, you know about Yule.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Sweet. Look at that. We know two of them. We'll find a third and fourth and fifth. So, all right. Happy holidays. We'll see you guys next Tuesday for our special edition holiday version. Not virgin. Version. All right. That's all we got. Smell you later. Hey, Minnesota, your flag sucks.
Yeah.
Fix it. Okay, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.